I'm Mark Bayshore. Yesterday, I got the urge to learn more about the presidential candidates that are gradually picking up supporters here in East Lansing. For about 15 minutes, I spoke with a variety of passersby and other patrons at a local shopping center. I asked the mostly young respondents which Republican or Democrat would be most likely to get their votes. Now, about half hadn't made up their minds yet and didn't comment. We'll spare you those. And maybe it was the exposure the Republican candidates got the previous night in their party's debate, but I ran into a lot of young Republicans. Here are some of those who did respond.
Donald Trump.
And why?
I just like how he's straightforward, tells it like it is. I think he'd be good for this country overall.
Carly Fiorina. I just really like all of her points, and I like what she's been doing so far. I love her topics.
I'm also Carly Fiorina. I like what she stands for and just how she doesn't take crap from the boys, and she just gives it back. I like that.
I'm not sure completely, because usually I'm a Democrat, but this year I'm kind of back and forth on the fence, so I really like listening to Trump speak, and he's got a lot of good points, and usually I wouldn't go that route, but I like what he is saying, and some of his stuff that he's saying, not all of it, but some of it I'm pretty intrigued with.
Any other Republican you're looking at closely besides Trump?
The doctor, but they're kind of teaming up, so that's probably why I'm persuaded towards the doctor as well.
Oh, I'm really debating. I didn't care for the debate last night at all. My opinion is Trump is making a mockery out of this, but, you know, I'm listening to everything, and we got a lot of work ahead of us. That's all I know, and I'm listening.
You're likely to vote Republican?
Probably not. I'm probably going to vote Democrat.
One's risen to the top among the Democrats?
Not really. I haven't heard enough yet. You know, I just hear a lot of blame, and I don't like all the blame that I'm hearing. I don't care whether they like President Obama or not, but he's still the president, and we need to respect the fact that he's in office.
Would you give Joe Biden a look if he got into the race?
I'd listen to him. I would listen to him, as I would Hillary Clinton or any of them, but I thought last night was just a mockery on a lot of stuff. I didn't care for it, and I think that we need to respect the office of the president a lot more than what we do.
The voices and thoughts there of some random East Lansing residents yesterday about who they're most likely to support for president.